Today's audiocast for Friday, February 16th, 2007 from AvWeb, the world's premier independent aviation news resource, is brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. I'm Mike Blakeney reporting. Doc, the last remaining B-29 that might be restored to flight status is being pushed unfinished out of its hangar at McConnell Air Force Base and into the weather at Wichita. The project is almost a complete rebuild, with all new parts that would give it, supporters believe, sustainability unmatched by many other restoration projects. But now to survive at all, it will need suitable protection from the elements and a lot of money. AvWeb's Glenn Pugh spoke with Cliff Gaston, manager of Doc's restoration and maintenance, about the aircraft's past, present, and possible futures, as well as the project's potential competition for funds with the Commemorative Air Force's own sometimes flying B-29, Fifi.
Cliff, I understand you folks are facing some dire circumstances this week, but before we get into that, let's get some perspective on the project. Tell us a little bit about Doc's history and your history with the project, if you would.
Well, the airplane was produced at Wichita, Kansas, out of the Boeing Wichita factory in 1945. The airplane was first sent to Birmingham, Alabama, to be modified into a radar ECM evaluation airplane. Went to Barksdale, Louisiana, from there to Pio Field, Texas. October of 1950, it went into storage at Pio, Texas. Then in November of 1950, it went to San Antonio Kelly Air Force Base. And was redesignated at that time at TB, which is a pilot training airplane. In 1951, it went to the 7th Radar Evaluation Squadron at Air Defense Command at Griffiths, New York. From there, went to the 17th Tow Target Squadron at Yuma, Arizona. It was flown to China Lake in March of 1956 and was transferred to the Navy as a target-type airplane, and they were going to destroy it.
That means that they were going to be shooting at it, right?
They were going to be shooting at it, and they fired four missiles at the airplane and decided the missiles didn't work, so they quit the project and towed it out and left it sit.
So none of those missiles actually hit the plane?
None of them actually hit the airplane, and there was no damage from any of the missiles.
Now, you've been working on a restoration project for this B-29 for about how long?
For almost 10 years now. I started in late 1997 on the airplane at China Lake, and we got the airplane off the base and into a compound at Inukern, California.
And it's been moved, as I understand.
Well, we disassembled the airplane at Inukern, and a tractor-trailer convoy of about six tractor-trailers moved to Wichita, where the Boeing company had invited us to come and restore the airplane at the Boeing factory at Wichita, Kansas. That was made in 2001.
What's the situation right now?
Well, Boeing wants the hangar that we're in for another project, but they don't have any space available at this time, so we're being, I don't like to say forced out, but we were asked to move out and move over to the Kansas Air Museum outside for some other work, and hopefully we will eventually return back to Boeing for some more restoration.
So, what's the date for the move to the great outdoors there in Wichita, and what's the weather like in Wichita right now?
Right now, it's many snow flurries out there. We are moving on Friday about 2 p.m. in the afternoon and going over to the Kansas Air Museum ramp, and we'll have four trailers with workshops and spare parts and stuff in them and all of our ground equipment out there in a fenced-in compound.
So will the entire project be on hold while it's outside?
Not completely. We have a very good member up at Newton, Kansas, a guy by the name of Lenny Wild, who has a trucking company, and he's letting us use one of his warehouses to do some work on the outboard wing panels and some other things that will bring the airplane closer to completion.
More of our conversation with Cliff Gaston and the possible future of B-29 Doc at Wichita in just a moment.
The Bose Aviation Headset 10. For 5 years, the number one choice in Professional Pilot Magazine survey. Enjoy an unmatched combination of comfortable fit, noise reduction, and clearer audio. with 50% less clamping force than most conventional ANR headsets. Learn more at Bose.com/headset. Fly with the Aviation Headset 10 for 30 days risk-free. Order now and receive free shipping. And learn about the convenient payment plan. Visit Bose.com/headset.
Why Wichita? Why not move the project somewhere else where you might be able to get indoor storage for completion? Are there any offers from museums elsewhere?
It would be very difficult, and I really would hate to disassemble the airplane again, and the wings would have to come off the forward fuselage, the center fuselage, and the aft fuselage, and of course the empennage on it would have to come off just to truck it somewhere else, and we've already taken the airplane apart once and put it back together. That would be a very difficult thing to do.
So the immediate need right now is suitable shelter, correct?
We need a hangar, we need engines rebuilt, and we need our fuel tanks manufactured.
What sort of donation do you think would save you from the elements at this point?
Basically, a hangar from the elements at this time would be the greatest thing we could get, and it would probably cost in the neighborhood of probably $2.5 million to build a hangar the size that we would need, like 175 by 200 feet.
I think I heard talk that if a hangar was erected and the aircraft restored in that hangar, it might then, the hangar, be used as a center point for the Kansas Air Museum.
Well, that's basically the true situation. They have offered to try to attempt to raise money. Of course, to date, nothing has happened. And we need a hangar as soon as possible to complete the project. And we don't see any immediate future of them going ahead with the project.
So you need about $2.5 million for a hangar. And on top of that, how much money do you figure is necessary to take this project to completion? And what would be full completion for this? Is this going to be a flying aircraft?
Yes, it will be a flying aircraft. And we're looking at somewhere in the neighborhood of $1 million thereabouts to just overhaul the engines. They run almost $200,000 a piece to totally restore the airplane to zero time. And then the rest of the airplane, fuel tanks and stuff, it would probably cost us another $1.5 million to finish the airplane and make it flyable.
Now, a lot of our readers, I think, and listeners are going to remember the project B-29 in Fifi, the Commemorative Air Force's sometimes flying Super Fortress. And that project just sought and attained funds in the form of a $2 million donation, as I understand it, from one individual. What impact do you think Fifi has, and that donation as well, on your own project and its search for funds?
I don't really believe there would be any impact on us. There's plenty of room in the country to have two B-29s flying and touring the nation to teach history and to show people what kind of airplanes that was used in World War II. And I don't think it would impact either one of us in any great thing to continue the situation and to service both airplanes. It's just the fact that, and I don't want to be negative toward the CAF because I'm a member. However, we would have probably a much more complete and reliable airplane.
Really? How do you mean that? What could you elaborate?
Yes, the Boeing company has been very gracious to us in getting the airplane restored. Many parts have been manufactured new from the Boeing company. It'll be basically a brand new airframe and all instrumentation, and it'll be a more complete airplane than we actually started out to do. So it's been very, very good to have Boeing on our side and to allow us to use their facilities as long as they have.
Well, what at this point can people do to help Doc along? What can they do? Who can they contact? How can people get involved? What needs do you need filled?
Right now, of course, the major thing we need is hangar cover and engine overhauls, turbo supercharger overhauls, stuff of that nature, fuel cells that we need. There's 26 fuel cells across the wing, And those fuel cells are very expensive to make. They're made out of a rubber product. We need them before we can really go a long way further.
Well, Cliff, I really wish you the best. I thank you so much for taking time out from your busy schedule to give us a brief history and an understanding of what the project entails. I hope all those funds are on their way shortly. I know the $2 million donation to FIFI gives it hope, and let's hope that lightning strikes twice on this one.
We're sure hoping, and I sure appreciate you and what you're doing for us, and maybe it'll happen. We sure hope so.
For a hangar, donations are being accepted at the Kansas Aviation Museum, care of Hangar for Doc, 3350 George Washington Boulevard, Wichita, Kansas, 67210. For restoration, funds are being accepted at the B-29 Restoration Fund, care of Boeing Wichita Credit Union, 2900 South Oliver Street, Wichita, Kansas, 67210. You've been listening to our conversation with Cliff Gaston, manager of B-29 Doc's Restoration Project. For more on this story and all the GA news as it happens, point your browser to www.avweb.com and check out the all-new Avweb Flight Explorer personal edition geared for private pilots and aviation enthusiasts. And by the way, you'll love the new look of our homepage. Check it out. Comments on this audio cast welcome at audionews@avweb.com. And this report was brought to you by the Bose Aviation Headset 10. Visit bose.com/headset. Look for Avweb's next audio cast on Monday, February 19th. For the Avweb Audio News team, I'm Mike Blakeney. Thanks for listening.